and witnessing to that person, and you don't know what it is. Even if you might know that person, you don't know what, then that moment the Holy Spirit does. So in the prayer for wisdom, simplicity, clarity. So there's a lot in regard. Now we come to the third stage, and that's prayer pursuit. Okay, people, be ready. If you know how to pray, you're going to know how to live. And if that's the prayer that morning, then prayer pursuit, be ready. Well, I went through the day and nothing ever happened. But, you know, what did you, you know, did you pass somebody? Did you, at work, on the road? Just go through the hall. Well, yeah, but the secretary wanted to talk, but I had to go on. And, well, she's always wanting to talk, or he's always wanting to do this, and on and on and on. Well, let's go back and look. Did you pursue your prayer? See, a lot of people are like the group in Acts. They prayed, and if Peter be released, Peter knocked on the door, and they couldn't even believe it was Peter. God doesn't answer prayer. I just do it because you're supposed to. But they really don't believe God's going to answer prayer. Then don't pray. Because James makes it very clear, if you pray doubting, it's ineffective. If you pray doubting, forget it. And I mean that. But the solution is not to pray. The solution is don't doubt. Because somebody might say, well, then I just won't pray because I doubt. No, that's not the solution. There's another one. It's called don't doubt the prayer. So if I go into prayer, and this is one of those things we call power prayer. These are the prayers that God will answer. Why? Because God sent His Son and His Spirit for this very purpose. So if you pray this, and you see this thing in prayer preparation, then your prayer, pursuit. Pursue it. Pursue that prayer. A lot of Christians don't pursue their prayer. You got to pursue your prayer. That's your prayer, pursue it. I always like to tell people, be very careful with the first stage of prayer. Well, Father, we need teachers down at the church and da-da-da-da-da, and hope you stand them up. You might be the teacher. Your prayer pursuit may be that you have to do it. Well, I'm not praying that then. Well, that's fine. Because I don't want your prayers to be a strap on to God and a lie and deception. Be careful what you pray. But in witnessing, prayer is a powerful, powerful aspect. We saw that in John 14. 9, simplicity of the message. Sticking with the issue. Evolution is not the issue. Abortion is not the issue. Alcohol is not the issue. The president is not the issue.